So how about spending this Saturday night updating your qualifications? In a neat hour, you can get an MBA from the brains behind the Chaser and the Shovel, which you could have added to your LinkedIn profile for Monday. Saturday night at the Astor Theatre in Mount Lawley, the Shovel's James Schloffel and the Chaser's Charles Firth are presenting Wankonomics. It's a reminder of the insanity of the corporate world and late-stage capitalism. The show debuted at the Adelaide Fringe and is currently touring the country. James Schloffel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell me, was there a tipping point for you and Charles where you thought, enough, we need to ramp up our efforts to poke fun at the suits?
Yes. Well, I don't know if there was a tipping point. It's kind of been bubbling away for a long time. I worked in the corporate world for quite a while. And so this is a show we've been talking about doing for a long time. And it's just such a weird world that so many people are involved with. You know, whether it's corporate or just office life in general, we thought it was time to get stuck into it.
So in your mind, then, what rates as corporate insanity?
Well, you know when you step into your job, like you're a normal person in every other moment of the day, and then you step into the office or you log on online and all of a sudden you kind of become a different person. You start talking weird, you start saying things like ideate and circle back and strategic innovation solution deck and all those kind of things. You know how that happens?
And yeah.
you get stuck in meetings and you just become this kind of weirdo. We all do it. So we thought, you know, it's time to kind of dig into that a little bit deeper and teach people the tricks of how to do it well.
Yeah, I sort of got triggered when I started reading some of your examples, like Circle Back, which is an absolute classic.
Oh.
Siloed, I find.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And also, like, when we're talking about something in the the corporate space or the in the engineering space or...
Everything's got to be a space.
Everything's a space.
Everything's a space. And look, there's just an endless list of words that we it's almost like a different language that we start to use. And the thing is, it's not just corporate. Like what we've come to realise in doing this show, people come up to us after the show and they might be, you know, nurses, they might work at a council, they might work at a school. All of these industries seem to have their own kind of corporate jargon that just infiltrates everything.
Yeah. So when you were writing this, did you have your own personal experience still sort of forefront of mind? Was it kind of trauma therapy in a way?
In a way it was, yeah. So, I mean, as a lot of people have, I've sat in plenty of endless meetings and I've developed mission statements that are just absolutely meaningless. And all of those things that over the years have just built up, I thought, you know, I just need to get this out of my system.
Yeah, amazing. I did notice, I was having a look at your website last night and noticing that you had a particular focus on Qantas.
Yes, Qantas. Well, I mean, Alan Joyce is just... stepped down, and I don't know if you saw this, but we kind of did a little parody of a Qantas cancellation notice worth checking out. But he's been a wonderful source for us over the last, especially the last kind of, you know, 2 years when, you know, things have just really gone pear shaped for them.
Yeah, so I mean, he's obviously among favourites. Who else do you really enjoy parodying? Because they just provide you with such good material.
Well, I mean, look, not for this show, because, I mean, this show, I guess, is just more corporate world, but in the day-to-day Shovel stuff, you know, which is, I guess, a little bit more politically focused, there's been some wonderful characters over the years. You know, a sad loss to leave Scott Morrison behind. What a wonderful character he was.
Yeah, very useful.
Albo is, you know, is proving that he's stepping up to the challenge as well. Peter Dutton. What a wonderful character. I mean, some of these people, it would be hard to invent them if they were fictional. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just so weird.
Yeah. So tell us what's the show going to be like?
So it's like an MBA. There's 8 modules. So you're going to learn all of the different parts of kind of thriving in the corporate world, from how to speak like a wanker, which we've just touched on, how to be an absolute genius in a meeting. Also, we do, and this sounds a bit weird, but we do create a mission statement live on stage, which is much funnier than it sounds, I promise. But we've created this amazing contraption whereby you spin a wheel, and it's a bit like put the prices right, and it kind of creates this mission statement for you. And look, they're as good as, if not better, than most mission statements that are out there.
Yeah, and what about audience participation?
Yes, definitely get audience involved. We do have a moment where we ask someone to be an Uber driver, we ask someone to be an Amazon Fulfillment Center worker. So if you're going to come along, put your hand up for that. It's a lot of fun. What we do is we kind of compare which of these disgusting, you know, late capitalism's forms of work are worse. Is it kind of the Amazon model or the Uber gig economy model? And put that to the test kind of live on stage.
Oh, it sounds incredible. Look, I have to ask this question about late-stage capitalism, right? Mm. Because I hear this term a lot, and I always wonder if we're in late-stage capitalism, is there any idea of what is the next phase? Like, what's the phase we're heading towards?
Isn't it just, like, full-scale revolution and like, war? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think isn't the concept that it just gets to the point where things just get so ridiculous that the whole thing collapses. I think that's the theory. Other people might know more about it than me, but I don't think it's particularly clever.
Well, it's like completely dystopian is what it sounds to me.
Yeah,
it could be.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, and who better to bring this kind of satire than the Shovel and the Chaser? So, thank you so much for joining me today, and look forward to seeing you on stage at the Astor Theatre on Saturday night.
Thanks so much, Mary. Lovely to chat.
Likewise, James Schloffel from The Shovel, he and Charles Firth from The Chaser will be presenting Wankonomics at the Astor Theatre this Saturday night.